Before you can set yourself completely free and we can go into creation mode and create the greatest content this industry, your niche, has ever seen. And you know, when I talk about content, I don't only mean what you post on your Instagram feed. I mean everything that then builds your entire brand world. We need to add in one more puzzle piece. Because right now, chances are high that you are too much in consumption mode. Because this is exactly how social media is designed. The algorithm is designed to make you consume things to then stay on the app, on the platform as long as possible. Because then Meta, for example, can show you more ads, which then leads to them making more money. So the entire goal, the big, big, big goal of every algorithm is to make you consume. And this is nothing you can avoid at all, because even though you are a highly intelligent woman, even though you have discipline, even though you hunt your goals, even though you chase your goals, even though you know why you're doing all of this, you still have a human brain. And you still get tricked like every other human brain does. Even I, when I know all these things, all these biopsychology things like writing numbers in red, when it's about a discount, I know these things and they still affect my brain. Because you can know all these things and still they affect how you think about it. You can't get rid of this. And this is why we don't need a strategy in how you can consume less social media and how you can use your time best. But we need to rewire how your brain reacts when you consume.
Because when I say consumption, I don't mean you doom scrolling for hours. I know that you don't do that. And if you do, you should stop that. But consuming begins with the first thing you read from someone else's content. And this starts the moment you open an app. The moment you open the Instagram app, and before you can even dive into your own stories to create something, before you can even go to the plus to post a content piece yourself, before you can go into your DMs, the first thing what you see is someone else's content piece. And this is a content piece where the algorithm expects you to be interested in. So chances are high also there that this is something where your brain gets stopped and you start reading. Maybe you start scrolling. Maybe you start swiping. So this is designed to then bring you into the feed, to then bring you into the doom scroll. Because when you start doom scrolling, they can show you ads, they make money. Logical, right? So even if you would do anything to avoid to consume other people's content, you would at least see one content piece before you can create your own stuff. This is why you are always impacted. Your brain is always affected by what you see. But, and this is the important part for today, you can decide how you can react to it. You could take what other people are saying for granted. You could say, everything I see is right. And everything I see, I have to double check with my own belief system in terms of, is my belief system right? Am I still in full integrity? Oh, maybe she is more right than I am. Oh, this is interesting. Let's go deeper into her world. And then you forget what you wanted to post. Which is the standard approach? Which is what happens to most women as soon as they open, for example, the Instagram app? They get soaked into other people's thinking, into other people's perspectives, into other people's opinions, and then wonder why they water down their own thoughts, why they water down their own brand, why they water down anything they wanted to say. Because you start comparing your own value system to other people's value systems. You start comparing your own opinion to other people's opinion. And of course, you should stay open. Of course, you should learn all your life. So being open and being a student all your life is the best thing and the best characteristic you can have as an entrepreneur. You are always here to learn. And of course, there are people you can learn from. But, and this is a big, big, big but, don't do this in terms of, oh, this is what's accidentally shown me on Instagram while I opened the app. to sell my stuff, my great work. So to protect your work, your own value, what you think about yourself, how you talk about your work, we need to rewire your brain here when it comes to other people's content. I don't want you to be in the state of, oh, maybe I can learn from her when you consume. I don't want you to be in the state anymore of, oh, maybe she or he is more right than I am. Oh, maybe this post is about me. Maybe I was not right saying this or that. But to make the best marketing, to create this global company, to create content that this space has never seen before, to be on the top of your niche, we need you to be sold on your own work. I need you to be sold on your own work. You need you to be sold on your own work. Your clients need you to be sold on your own work, which means that every time you see another person's content piece, someone that is part of your target audience, you don't go, oh, interesting, I have to read through this and then double check if this fits my belief system, which you do subconsciously. But you read the hook and you think, wow, she would make so much more money if she would hire me, if she would just work with me, she would be so much more healthy. Oh, I would love her to work with me because then I know this or that would become possible for her. So that you see every single person you see a post from as a potential client. That you don't think, oh, interesting, let's step into it. But if you would hire me, ooh, what then would be possible? Do you feel the switch in the state of mind? Do you feel the difference between I am the one consuming, I just wanted to do something else, but I am the one consuming and she or he is the one who's telling me what's right or what's wrong, and then I double check if this is also right or wrong for me? Or great content piece. But if you would hire me, then. And when you are in the state of everyone should hire me and I know what would be possible or would become possible for people as soon as they would do that. You could do this. You would be making that. This would be possible for you. And then you use this state to sell on your stories, to post your reel, to go into your DMs, to do whatever you wanted to do. What then becomes possible? And then also, when you would decide to scroll, scrolling under the approach of, oh, if you would hire me, this would become possible. Swipe to the next. Oh, and you, if we would do this together, then that, wow. Do this with 10 content pieces and watch what happens with your body, with your entire energy system. This is the state we need you to be in when you use social media to then be able to create the most audacious and impactful content, to create the most legendary brand. You need to be sold on your work, on yourself first. And you are too less sold on yourself right now. We need this more. So what I want you to do after this training is, and this is the only time you will hear that from me, I want you to go scrolling. I want you to open the app of your choice. For me, it would be Instagram. It can also be Threads. It can be TikTok. It doesn't matter. It can be LinkedIn. And then scroll. Set a timer for 10 minutes max. And as soon as this timer runs out, you stop it. But set your timer for 10 minutes. And then start scrolling on the app of your choice. And every content piece I want, or for every content piece, at every content piece, I want the thoughts inside your head of, and you also can say it out loud, which is even more powerful. Sitting there and scrolling and saying with every content piece that appears, ooh, if you would hire me, then, if you would hire me, then. And also end the sentence. Don't only go, if you would hire me then, but make it a real case. If you would hire me from what I see from your hook, I know if we would do this, this would become possible for you. And after this 10-minute timer ran out, I want you to either write a content piece, make a story, sell on your broadcast channel, do a sales activity, do anything. You can write an email. It doesn't matter. But do one thing where you sell from this state of mind of, if you would hire me, then. And let me know in the comments how this energy switch feels for you. And with this training, we are done with week one of Not Another Content Challenge. And I'm beyond excited to dive with you into week 2, 3, and 4. And I already promised you, it's not a challenge where we start strong and then everything falls off. We started strong and it's getting better and better and better and better every single time. And I know that the women who managed to go through this challenge until the last day are the women who get to be remembered, highly paid, fully booked, invited to stages, podcasts, because the work we do inside this challenge is not about content. It is about content and it's not about content at all. Can't wait to see you on tomorrow's live call.